Welcome to Nid's Nidra podcast. I'm Nid, your host, and I share this podcast to bring spiritual embodiment to life in this world. We explore a practice each month through contemplation, meditation, yoga nidra, breath work, and ways that we can live and express ourselves more fully through our work. Please share, like, and subscribe. Enjoy. Welcome, I'm Nid, a karma guide, and that means that I support people intuitively through all levels of their being, whether it's physical body pain, emotional overwhelm, or a spiritual crisis that has an aspect of the mind that is shifting its perspective and experience. And in this video, we are looking at the self. Is this even a thing? What is it? Sometimes we talk about being selfish, but what is the self in relation to being selfish? And how is it that you can really step into your fullest, authentic self in this life without being selfish? Even though when people say to you the things you need to do, it sounds to you a little bit like being selfish. So what is being selfish? Well, being selfish is operating from the mode of evolutionary theory, the selfish gene. This is the piece of you that is like out there running off of fear saying, I need this, I need everything, like it's all about me, everything in the universe is all about me. And that's kind of fair enough because only you live through your eyes and every moment you're looking through your eyes. And so everything in your experience is about you in reality. But when we operate from this fear mode, it's this constant fear of what's going to be taken from you. What are you going to lose? How are you not being included? And this is selfishness in operation. This is, I must be independent. I must do things on my own. I must succeed. I must achieve whatever it is that sits in a belief system that supports you in being in your own on a box without anyone else there, feeling unsupported, not feeling connected to the rest of the world. Because when we're selfish, we cut ourselves off energetically from the world around us and our relationship. And really, all that living life is being in relationship. It's experiencing the constant shifting dynamic of relationships. So when we're being selfish, we're not really living. And so a really obvious way to know that you're operating from a selfish place is that life feels really unfulfilled, kind of purposeless, and perhaps, you know, you have a lot of thoughts about me, mine, my job in the world, my negative view of all these terrible things that happen in the world, my being right, my opinion being perfect. All of these things may be moments where you're being a bit selfish. The other way in which you might sometimes recognize being a bit selfish is when you kind of people please, where you give too much and you get resentful and you feel guilty and you feel annoyed with people because they don't recognize it. They don't say thank you. You don't get anything back in return. An example would be, I do this video and I expect that you're going to come and book with me, which wouldn't really be selfless giving. I'd be operating from a place where I'm expecting something. I'm attaching conditions. This is selfish in its truest nature. We're just flipping it so that it makes us feel better about ourselves, that we are doing things for other people. But the reality is there's still selfishness in operation. And this self-sacrificing approach enters the martyrdom energy, the victim hero cycle. And so we want to spot when we're playing in that game and say, no more. I want to be free of resentment. I want to be free of duty and obligation and feeling like life doesn't have purpose. I want to connect with life, to feel the flow of life moving through me and to know this dance that I'm constantly in relationship. And relationships are icky. We don't know, we don't understand because there's constant moving and lots of moving dynamics. So it can be really hard to know how to navigate what it is that it is to be the self, because the self is in reality constantly moving and shifting in relationship with everything else around us. So what are things that you can do to move yourself into being more in your authentic self? Well, my first tip would be to stop striving for independence and recognize your vulnerability. So what are two quick things that you can do to start stepping into your authentic self and feeling better energy and more purposeful in your life? Well, the first one is you can recognize if you are giving from a place that has conditions attached. Simply ask yourself when you're about to give something, am I looking for something in return? Is this truly unconditional? Or do I feel like there's something that should be coming back? Or maybe am I even doing this from guilt? This is Oprah's disease to please issue. So just ask yourself, where am I coming at this action from? Is it from duty? Or is it really because I just want to be here? This is my gift and I want to share it. And is it really okay if nothing ever comes back from this? If I never see any impact of this? Am I okay with this? Is this the giving I'm giving? The other check-in that we want to bring is whether or not me is in this. Am I doing this because me wants to achieve, me wants to see, me wants to, wherever there is a me or a mine, is that in the intention of what it is that you're doing? And especially if we look at any of the psychology approaches, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, or any of those works, are you doing this because you're trying to fulfill a basic need? Is that the operation of your action? Because if it is, then you're doing something from this selfish place, as opposed to seeing what is the bigger picture of the dependencies that are here. And I really invite you to tune into what it is to look at the connections in your life. Where are you connected that you could not be isolated in a box by yourself? Could you go and live off-grid without anything from anyone, with no other dependencies? Because even if you live completely off-grid, you still need to live off of food that you find, off of the land. That land may be owned by someone. Someone's got to grow that food. And even if it's something that you completely find by coincidence, how are you going to survive? And where did that food even come from? Where did the seed even come from? There's always a chain. There's always a requirement for you to be connected to something. Even to be a breatharian who lives off of only the sun and doesn't eat and has to drink water and has to sit in the sun, you're still dependent on water and sun. So as you see these dependencies, these interconnections in your life, give thanks to them and recognize them for what they are, for they guide you in their constant shifting and changing of your own constant shifting and changing. And if you'd like some more specific tips, some more physical tools, we've got a movement practice that goes with this video, then pop over to the Embodied Life Sanctuary and have a look. And in this giving mood of authentic self, there is a little clip of the movement practice at the end here for you to have a little play with. Have a wonderful month. Take care of yourself as we enter into family time and we enter into the new year. It often brings up these triggers of being selfish and selfless and what it really means. And so tuning into these questions through this time of year as you set new intentions and as you come into spending time with your loved ones, it's so important that you do this for yourself to be the most responsible, the most authentic and joyful person that you can be for others to enjoy spending time with, as well as for yourself. And there is no condition. You don't have to check out anything. Just enjoy this video and maybe, hopefully, it will touch a piece inside of you to take forward, to be more authentic, feel more fulfilled, and have a more enjoyable life. In this sequence, we are exploring a level of effort or weight distribution and weight transference. So we want to be always looking for a 70-30 kind of a split. So keeping 30% of your energy in reserve, or exploring with when is it in that weight transference that you go beyond 70% in one leg and 30% in another, and you can start to feel unstable. So throughout this practice, just bringing yourself back to effort and weight transference and distribution. Have a wonderful practice and let me know how you find it. We'll begin with just gently waking up the body with a bridge rolling up through the spine. So just bring your feet together and then separate the heels and the toes, and that should find you about your hip distance apart. Make sure that you can reasonably reach towards those heels and that the feet are in parallel, the knees are tracking over. As you exhale, you can roll the spine up, lifting the hips and just pressing down through the feet equally, 50-50 weight. Soften the ribs and think about the pubic bone pulling towards the knees. So you're really engaging these muscles at the back of the body and then melting the spine back down. Now this is our warm up, so being really mindful of your level of energy. Maybe exploring as you do this with how much is it when I really go all out and I'm like pushing 100%, or when I'm like kind of not really fully engaged, where is that 70% engagement for you right now?